Mem hei, maim yesheni. All right, so now we've come to the end of the mashal, where the chaver compared Klal Yisrael to the heart of a body, and spoke about the ideas of the heart being the most important, the most significant, the most easily damaged, and the nimshal, and we discussed that. So Amar HaKuzari. So now, there's a sharp exchange, which we haven't had too many of. Amar HaKuzari. Kvar he'iroisa ha'chaver v'domisa v'etavta lahayir v'lidmais. You did a good job. You had a good speech, imaginative speech, examples, mashalim. Have one problem. According to you, that the Jews are the heart of the world, it should turn out the Jews should be head above everybody else. Now, he's not comparing them to the Hamoin Am. The two standard Purushim, the Tzinnich and the Kol Yehuda, have slightly different takes on it. Either he's comparing them to the philosophers, who he spoke about later. We learned the Maamar Shlishi first. He's comparing them to the philosophers. The Greeks had better philosophers than you. So what's going on? Why aren't the Jews, if the Jews are the heart of the world, and they're the ultimate, so we should see it that way. Kol Yehuda writes that we're talking about Purushim. We're talking about... Well, the Greeks, at least in theory, were Purushim, if not in practice. But Kol Yehuda said this is a reference to those who live at the top of the mountain and don't have anything to do with people. And therefore, the question he's asking is what's going on? You give me a whole story. It explains why the Jews are oppressed. It explains why they have tsaris. Explains a bunch of things, but the Lamaisid are not the best. We see that the Prushim or the philosophers have behavior, which is even better than the behavior of the Jews. That's what he's saying. Memvav Omar Chavin. It's really a very sharp, pointed answer. He says, "Kama koshalai she." How difficult is it to me? Shachta mashigdamti lach min ashrashim. You forgot something I taught you as a basic idea. Vaidisa oisa be'atobahem, and you previously agreed to it. Haloyes gamnu. Didn't we once discuss? Ki lo yitochein leskarev elha eloikim, ki im ba meisim mitzuvim me'esar eloikim. You develop a closeness to God by doing things that are God's commandments. Hatachshav ki akurva hu hashiflus vachaniya vadayim lahem. Do you think that closeness to God comes purely from behaving in a humble way, living at the top of a mountain, and living in a humble life? Is that necessarily closeness to God? It's a virtue when we look at it. But the aside that he's talking about is that the mitzvahs, the chukim, the mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, that's a life worth living. And human beings tend to look for things that satisfy their own imagination of what it is that God wants us to do. And so therefore, man-made notions of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do may or may not be right. A person has a certain amount of yashar, and sometimes a person gets it right, but it may not be right. So when philosophers or aesthetics, people who separate themselves from God's world, appear to be holy people, it doesn't mean that they're holy people. A holy person is someone who follows the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
They were among the Jews, people like
what?
The Essenes. They were a group among Jews who practiced asceticism to an extreme.
You know why it comes from? It comes from a desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't... some people it comes from mental illness, but there are many people from whom it comes from a good place. The idea of creating your own way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a certain degree, it comes from a good place. You know, I can't say things on tape, but there are certain groups among Yidden who do that, and they tend to attract the people who are lost in a certain way. And they, I'm talking about from Yidden even, but they have their own idea of what's important to God. So, you know, they'll learn only whatever it is that they feel, and they may, they may be right, they may be wrong, but for the most part, they're making up new things. And we see that all the time, that people attach themselves to things that have very, very poor sources in serving Hashem. I'm talking about good people, not Stam kooks. But they'll attach themselves to something and see it as major because their father was very careful in it, and the Amaratzim, and that, so they know what their father, you know, Titish Teres Imecha. But they'll attach themselves to things that are either make them feel good or make them feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without necessarily having a source. So it's really unbridled love is dangerous. Even love has to be with seichel. So you can smother someone with love. It's not so simple. And that's really the idea that he's talking about here. He says, look, it's a basic rule, and we agreed on this, that Torah is what God said. And I told you this is an unusually pointed exchange. He doesn't give up. Listen to what he says. Amar HaKuzari, Cain. How do they vowelize the next word?
Yes.
The next word?
Im
or Am? Im HaTzedek. You're right. We agreed on it. Okay. But, Chein Ani Chayshev. He says, you're right. Only what God said. But Chein Karasi V'Sifreichem. I was reading Jewish books. And I read Kavoy Shomer. Mo Hashem Alekecha Shalom Yimcha Ki Im Liira. God doesn't need you to do anything else. All he needs is fear of God. What are you telling me, that to be a firm Jew you have to put on tefillin every day and get up and daven shachris? It says, God only wants kim liira, I see. It says in Navi, that's a pretty good kasha. How would you answer that? If a Friday had asked you, why do I have to put on tefillin? Why do I have to sit in the sukkah? It says, Beferish, Ma Hashem Darish Mecha Ki Im Asayis Mishpat. Now, you should know that in the secular world, in the secular Jewish world, there's a concept they have of prophetic Judaism and rabbinic Judaism. They say that the rabbis came along and they said to be a from a yid, you got to all, do all these nutty things. But if you look in the prophets, if you look in the Nevi'im, they don't say that. They say, all you got to do is be kind and be nice. And the Eitz Nichba points out that the words before Ma Hashem Darish Mecha, Ki Maseis Mishpat, are, he says, Yorachitzim Klapi. The king shot arrows towards the Chavar. He says, there it says in the Pesukim that precede it, it says, Hakadmenu ba'ilais ba'agolim neshana hayirtza Hashem ba'alfeyelim beruvavais nachlei shaman. Does God want your karbanis? The Nevi'im are replete with these type of comments that mi bikir says mi etchem romais chatzerai. Who asked you to come into the Beis Hamikdash? So now, if you read the Navi simply, as the king did, he says, I'm not telling you things that I'll say in your books. It says in your books, we don't need all these different types of rituals and behavior. All we need is to fear God. All we need is to be good people. So it's a pretty strong question. Omar Achavar. It's true, there are things that are logical mitzvahs, like Yiras Hashem, Asayis Mishpat, Avas Chesed, Vehem Hagdomois Vahatzois, the Torah Salakis. And they are hagdamos, their preparations, then they're required in order for a person to be able to keep the Torah Salakis, which is a shayfer and a sukkah and a luliv and all the other mitzvahs. Kaidmais lai b'teva u'bizman. They precede it b'teva, and the growth of a person morally, he has to grow that way. U'bizman, And you can't stop by shaking a lulav before you have Yiras Hashem and before you have Avas HaMishpat. It's not only individuals, even a group of Jews. If you have a community of thieves, it's not possible for them to serve God unless first they accept righteousness. Otherwise the service of God is not a real service of God. Those who are makel in those parts of Torah which are logical, which are proper human behavior, it's impossible for a community to exist So he's saying is that there's certain preparations. Just like if you don't eat and sleep and feel well, you can't do mitzvahs. The same thing, if you don't start with the mitzvah sichlius, you're never going to be able to serve Hashem with the mitzvahs that are chukim u'mishpatim. You see, it's interesting. Good behavior, midas tovus, we want them to become mitzvahs anashim u'limuda. Shaking a lulav and davening, we want you to do it with Yiras Hashem every day. But that you should be a nice person, we want mitzvah sichlius, we want them to become. Now, it's interesting, this is a hagdama to something that Reb Chaim Vital was going to say 300 years later. Reb Chaim Vital has the question of why midas are not in the Taryag mitzvahs, with very few exceptions. But why, generally speaking, the midas are not in the Taryag mitzvahs. Chaim Vital, and I know this from the Kovetz Mamorim, Rabbi Chanan quotes him, he says that midas tovus are hagdama to tayag mitzvahs. You have to have proper midas in order to become mitzvah in tayag mitzvahs. So they're not tayag mitzvahs, they're a preparation to tayag mitzvahs. That's exactly the word for word. He said, they're preparations that have to come first.
Wasn't
Reb
Chaim Vital
Arizal's Talmud. Well, 500 years from the Kuzari and 300 years from Yehuda Chassid who wrote this. What?
He said this was completed in 1140.
1140, so, and Chaim Vital was 1570. So, yeah, you're right. It's over 400 followers. Okay. Chaim Vital only had a shaykhus to the Arizal for less than 2 years. For about a year and a year and three quarters. And during that year and three quarters, he wrote down everything he saw by the Arizal. And then his connection came to an end for whatever reason. And all that, that would be a good reason. The anhagis that we have from the Arizal are all from him. It says that we have zero anhagis of the Arizal regarding Shemitah, even though he lived in Eretz Yisrael. Because Reb Chaim Vital wasn't with him during a Shemitah year. Imagine that. He wasn't with a Shemitah year, so we don't have, Dari didn't write himself. So we don't have anything reliable from him regarding Shemitah, nothing. It's an accident of history. Accident. Nothing's an accident, but it's just a fact of history that's the way it was. Now, be that as it may, that's what he's saying here. He's saying when you read in Navi, that means God, you can't start with anything. If you don't start with the things that Kaddish Baruch Hu wants from you, then like somebody says, all I want is you get up in the morning. Really? All you want is I should get up in time in the morning. Once I get up in time, you want me to do things right. Yeah. But if you don't get up on time in the morning, you can't do things right. You know, a boss tells his work, I want you to come on time. That's all you want is I should come on time. If you don't come on time, there's nothing to talk about.
We say Rishus Chachma Yiras Hashem.
Right, very good. Rishus Chachma Yiras Hashem. Sorry. We ourselves. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Once a person has, you have to start with the basic midas. It's true. We understand that a person who disciplines himself to do all the mitzvahs, it develops the character of a person and makes him into a bar midas tovus too. It goes hand in hand. It's absolutely true. It goes both ways. But if a person doesn't set out to have proper midas, You know, it's a person who's very fafrumt in everything, and he's a creep. He's a chil Hashem. He's not a kiddush Hashem. He's a, you know, you see a guy who's from and his behavior is bad. And the reverse is also true. Someone has sterling midas, and he doesn't keep mitzvahs properly. It's also a chil Hashem. People look at him and they want to be like him. You know, the Kliyaka says if the two simonim of kashrus of a person, just like an animal has one and not the other, we consider it to be repulsive. Same thing with a human being who has one and not the other. But he makes this strong point. The Kliyakar says it in Chumash. Rav Pam used to quote it all the time. The two midas, the two simonic kashrus of a person, and you need both. So he's saying that it's Hagdama. Back to the language, Vaziku imze ba'avodas hakarbonos. So what you quoted me from the Navi Yirmiyah says, who needs the Alfei Oilos? If you don't have Avas Mishpat, you don't go, you don't deal with people properly. And all the other Torahs of God, the godly mitzvahs that we heard from Hashem, we couldn't figure out ourselves. Stopping mem bepachas. Halavai, you should keep the mitzvahs, those mitzvahs a little less. V'amar halavai shetishmu ha-Torah sheshayimrim oisam ha-pachas shebekihilais. And keep those mitzvahs that the simpler Jews keep. Mekabelas ha-tzedek, v'derech ha-toiva, v'hidah, v'toiv ha-bayrei, recognizing the goodness of Hashem and the goodness of other people. Ki ha-Torah se-olekis lais yishalmenu, ela achar ha-shlomis ha-Torah ha-manhigiais v'asichliais. You're not going to have a hashlama. You're not going to benefit from keeping the Torahs of Binan Lamakim if you don't preface it by the Torahs Asichliyais. So Torahs Asichliyais, Kabbalas Atzedek, Vahidah B'Tayv Avayre, Umishlay Hirzik Be'ele, Echmazik, Bekorbanis, Bishabis, Mila, Zulasam. If you don't keep the mitzvahs that the seichel obligates you, how are you going to keep the mitzvahs that the seichel doesn't have a grasp on? Those are the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has added to the logical mitzvahs. And with those, a Jew is more than the nations of the world. And when we come to those mitzvahs, if you don't have the Torah, getting back to his earlier argument, you can't keep without knowing what Hashem said, you can't reach the level of Inyan Alaki. If you didn't hear, Dibur HaKel. And all the experiences of Klal Yisrael, Masha'ina Deis Mekablai Saisam, all the mitzvahs that logic would not dictate, lulei hamamadois, were it not for Maimer Harsinai, v'ra'ois ha'eitz asher ein boi matcha. And seeing, this means seeing the source, that all agree, in his generation apparently all human beings agreed that there was a Torah from Sinai. V'adar chazenem lehem, u'ma Hashem darish v'cha, v'leisech m'safu azav chechem, a rejection of the oilos, it comes from that. All similar psukim in the Navi. Is it possible that a Jew should think Torah is only loving justice and kindness and abandoning Mila and Shabbos for Torah HaPesach v'Shar HaTorah Yatzliach? So he's answering that you're right. The psukim in the Nevi'im are, I wouldn't say misleading, but are the Psukim and the Nevi'im are talking to people who are not keeping the Torah. You say, if you don't keep the Torah, then if you don't keep the basics, then don't talk about keeping other things. And that's the Musar that he's giving here, the Musar of Midas Bein Adam L'Chaveh, right? And they are, they're the beginning. They're the beginning to everything. Is Midas Tavis with another human being. It's Rav Hutner and his by Maram on Yom Kippur has a fascinating idea about why we ask mechila. Most people assume you ask mechila from people to get mechila. Yet in Shulchan Aruch it says if you ask someone for mechila three times and he refuses, you don't have to ask again. You don't have to ask again. I didn't get my mechila. What's going on? I once offended someone. In his mind, I probably did. I don't know. I was in a group rather of Talmidei Chachamim, and he was being rebuked. And I was sort of caught there. I walked out as soon as I felt comfortable. And he asked me how I had the chutzpah to be part of the group. And I said, I didn't say a word. He said, you didn't say a word. He was totally dumbfounded from what happened. And I believe him, he was. He didn't say a word. So I asked him a chila once. I asked him a second time. I asked him a third time. So the third time he told me this. How could you talk to me that way? I said, I was there, but I didn't say a single word. As a matter of fact, you remember, I walked out as soon as there was an opening. I walked out. See, he says, yeah, you really didn't say a word. I said to him, if I didn't say a word, when I come to the Kisei HaKavod, I say I didn't say a word, then you're okay with it? Your time is only because I said something, right? He said, yes. So I resolved with that. I think he's still convinced I said something or did something. But, I hope I'm okay by God. But Rav Hunde writes, that why, if you didn't get a mechila, why is that enough? He says, and of course, you should try to get mechila. He says, that's not the main reason you have to ask for mechila. But a person is obligated to get along with people. He says, V'yahavta l'reicha kamaicha, listen to Rav Hunde. You should love your neighbor as you love yourself. There's a mitzvah on a person to be lovable. To do things that other Yidden, you have to do things Goyim should like. You have to do things that other Yidden should like you. To be a recipient of Avas Reim. If you offended somebody, you're not lovable, you're not eligible. But if you ask a Mechila three times, the Torah says, the Chachmas HaTorah, if you ask Mechila three times, Vaita, you're lovable. You know, if he doesn't love you, it's his problem. But if you ask Mechila three times, that's adequate. So the idea is really to develop this this idea of an ava, or a development in getting along with people. Anyway, he doesn't even say getting along with people. He says, "Asayis mishpat yiras Hashem." Those are the prerequisites, the hagdamas to Tyra. And since the hagdamas to Tyra, the Nevi'im spoke that way. Right, so that's his answer. I guess.